Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
So CFL free agency starts today at 11 a.m. Some teams already making moves, though. The big one, Mike Riley, headed to BC. He signed a four-year contract worth $700,000 a season. The Lions also apparently are going to sign Daron Carter. Again, none of this is official until 11. It's just the reports that come out. Oh, he's going to sign at 11 a.m. Daron Carter's apparently going to sign, even though the Argos didn't give him permission to talk to teams before 11 o'clock. Daron Carter breaking the rules.
Drama.
What? That's so unlike him to do that. Here's the thing. Everyone knows that the Riders need a quarterback. Brandon Bridge, he's a free agent. Zach Caleros, he's a free agent. The Riders need to bring someone in. And I just want to say, I am available, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Jeremy O'Day, give me a ring.
Look at you stepping up.
I am waiting in the wings, just waiting for that call. My football resume, it's pretty good. I mean, I did beat Darian Durant during a halftime show at the Saskatchewan Rush game, so...
What more do you need,
I mean,
really?
Yeah. I have also thrown the most pick sixes in Canadian junior football history, so... Give me a ring, Jeremy O'Day.
With those 2 points right there.
I'll be waiting. I am rested up. I will also play for free. So, yeah. Seriously, though, who should the Riders sign at quarterback? Sports guru Stacey Cooper?
Yeah, I don't know.
Neilon Green?
I just hope they don't. It would be nice if we got somebody new in.
Okay.
And again, I'm not a sports critic. I don't follow it enough to maybe even have a valid opinion. But I just hope they don't continue with, like, oh, let's re-sign Zach Caleros.
Yeah.
I feel like we need something new, exciting, and we got a new coach.
Yeah.
Let's get a new quarterback and start fresh.
You want to bring in new players.
Fresh
except,
meat!
Except when it comes to Rob Bagg, though, right?
He can stay.
He can stay, hey? Why do you want him to stay? He wasn't productive and didn't play.
His arms are amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's for the arms. It's for the arms.
Skilled arms, okay?
Yeah, I'm calling it right now. Jonathan Jennings will be the quarterback for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Jonathan Jennings played for the BC Lions last year. He got benched. He had a really, really good year a couple years ago. He threw for like 5,000 yards, and he's young. He's only like 26 or something like that.
Who's this guy? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Played for the BC Lions.
Oh,
why do I even bother talking about sports? It's like the biggest CFL free agency ever, and there's Stacey over there. Just
I was looking at a recipe for dinner tonight. Much like my weather forecasts have been sounding like a broken record, so does this story. Saskatoon police raid unlicensed downtown pot shop for the third time.
The third time.
In 3 months.
As Jim Carrey from the movie Liar Liar would say,
stop breaking the law!
Stop breaking the law. I'm so happy we can bring that clip back again.
Stop breaking the law!
Only once, I guess. You know, trying to sneak by the rules once, okay. And a second time, maybe I can understand that too, you know? Okay, we learned from our mistakes, let's try it again. But a third time...
Stop breaking the law!
Come on, like...
I like how the police were like, police say the store continues to sell unregulated cannabis without a license. Yeah, that's why you're there. Thanks for pointing that out, guys.
Stop breaking the law!
Officers seized a bunch of items from the store again, which is what they did the last two times. And the charges these people are actually facing, possession and distribution of cannabis without a license. So, like...
Stop breaking the law!
Yep. We know that cannabis is legal.
Yeah.
But you have to have a license to sell it. You can't just decide to sell it and think you're doing everybody a favor. That's not how it works.
Stop breaking the law!
The thing is, they're just doing it in broad daylight, too. Like, they're not doing it in some secret underground tunnel or in a basement somewhere. No, right in the streets, like, just hanging out in a store. Like,
I just wonder what, like, employee retention is like at this business. Do they say, like, hey, by the way, we're selling unlicensed cannabis, so you might get raided by the police while you're working a shift. I hope that's okay.
Stop breaking the law!
This is going to sound kind of sad, but before I met Brenly, my fiancé, I never got anything for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Thank you for your sympathy.
I didn't know how to take that.
Thank you very much. Oh, who cares? Who cares?
I was going to say, why would you? But I get gifts from my mom for Valentine's Day.
Well, I get gifts from my mom, too, but those don't count. That's a weird brag. Like, as a guy, you can't be like, guess who just got something sweet from their mom for Valentine's Day? Oh, you're so tough, man. So tough. I don't know, but my exes just never got me anything for Valentine's Day. And Brenly is all about the gifts, so I am just...
Lapping it up.
I am just loving this. Like, it's a whole new world for me, you know? But that's the thing about Valentine's Day. You don't really think about the guys getting gifts. It's all about the girls getting gifts, you know? The flowers, the candy, the cards, stuff like that. But what would you get a guy for Valentine's Day? Like, what
flowers,
do you do for Sean?
Flowers, candies, cards.
We don't want that.
No.
We don't want flowers. Maybe candy, but, like, we don't want any of that stuff.
I've, in the past, gotten him underwear.
It's a good gift.
The underwear he likes are not, they don't come in a 3-pack at Walmart.
Oh, you got to go with a 5-pack.
He gets, no, they're like the 1-pack, the expensive kind that are like $34 a pair.
Money bags over there.
I know. Such expensive taste in underwear. Who knew? So I usually get him a pair of underwear.
Yeah. Just,
it's easy. It's quick. It's like a thoughtful thing. And then we go out for dinner.
I have an idea for the ladies out there. If you're struggling what to get your man for Valentine's Day, because, hey, guys deserve some Valentine's Day love, too. Here's what you do. Because, again, we don't like the classic flowers and the classic gifts and stuff like that. We prefer, like, weird gifts. That's what guys like. We like weird gifts. Take us to Costco and get us one of those ridiculous Costco items. You know how sometimes in the news, like, once a month, it's like, oh, Costco has a 27-pound bucket of Nutella you can buy. Buy us something like that. Like, take us to Costco and be like, okay, Greg, you can get one weird thing. And just take a couple laps and get a weird thing from Costco.
Guaranteed, I know what Sean would get.
Okay.
One of those, like, ridiculous party pack size bags of Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, one of those giant
plain
ones.
Plain flavor.
It's like 5'4". It's the size of a 6th grader, something
basically,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get
He'd
one of those,
so
like, 9-pound bags of almonds. Because I don't know what they put in the almonds at Costco, but whatever it is, I could bathe in it.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope not. Singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yes. Starting off this morning's with Spencer. Spencer sent this one in. R.E.M. Everybody Hurts. Such a good tune. Spencer hears Don't Throw Your Ham.
Don't throw ham, kids. Don't throw ham. You can throw turkey, you can throw pork, but just don't throw ham, okay? Ham's pork, isn't it?
Sure is.
I blew it. Yeah. I blew it.
It's okay. If you're angry, sometimes throwing meat makes you feel better.
Does it?
I don't know.
That's what you do to relieve stress? You throw meat?
The actual lyrics, don't throw your hand.
This next one is from Carly, Panama from Van Halen. Carly hears Cannonball.
I like that.
I just want to add in like a twofer on this one.
Ooh.
Because I always hear padded bra.
That's what you hear in this
mm-hmm.
one? Padded bra is way better. Just a song about padded bras. Padded bra! I love them! The real lyrics, the title, Panama.
All right, the last one. Brenda sent this one in. I love this one. Prince, 1999. Again, amazing song. Brenda hears 2000 Party Ovaries Out of Time.
2000 Party Ovaries.
Have you been to an ovary party before?
Oh,
they are epic.
If there is one part of the body that knows how to party, it is ovaries. Oh, man, can they party.
Not the correct lyrics. As we all know, 2000 Party Over, Oops, Out of Time.
2000 Party Over,
Party Ovaries. Classic. Have you ever experienced someone who doesn't look like their name?
Yes.
Like, for example, Justin Trudeau. He looks like a Justin. Like, when you look at him, you're like, oh, yeah, that seems like a Justin there. But Jeff Goldblum, he's always bothered me because he doesn't look like a Jeff. Like, when I think of
that.
A Jeff, I think of someone who is not Jeff Goldblum. Like, Jeff Goldblum, to me, looks like a Dennis.
Or a Sam.
Something like that, you know?
Sam Goldblum.
Like, a classic kind of thing. It's not like the sound, it's the look, you know? Like, he doesn't look like a Jeff. What are some other celebrities or people where the names just don't match?
Well, there's a guy in the office here. His name is Justin. Lovely
mm-hmm.
guy, super nice. Every time I go to say hi to him, in my brain, I have this split second where I'm like, second-guessing myself because
yeah.
Justin just doesn't feel right. Or sometimes you run into the situation where, like, for instance, my husband, his name is Sean,
mm-hmm.
but he's a W.
Oh, he's one of those.
But if he was like an E-A-N, I'd be like, you just don't look like a Sean with an E-A.
When I think of Sean with an A-W-N, I think of like a young Sean. When I think of a Sean with an S-E-A-N, I think of an old Sean.
What about the U Sean, S-H-A-U-N?
Oh, we don't even talk about those crazy Seans.
Or me, even Stacy's. Like, do I look like an E-Y?
No.
I'm an I-E.
But there are so many different Stacys, so many. Oh, man. Those weird A-C-Y with nothing in between the C and the Y.
Yeah.
Just like the U-Shawns. We don't talk about them. Neil Young's another one that has always bothered me. Like, Neil, I think of, like, a proper person when I think of a Neil. Neil Young isn't that proper. Like, he seems like a Pete or a Petey.
Pete Young.
Yeah, something like that, you know? Gene Simmons kind of seems like a Dale to me.
Dale Simmons?
Well, he just kind of seems like a Dale. He doesn't seem like a Gene. He seems like a Dale, you know? Dave Grohl's another one. Dave Grohl is definitely a Thomas. Like, when
really?
I look at Dave
Thomas?
Grohl, I think of a Thomas. Well, you can go by Tom or Tommy, you know?
But Dave. Dave is just like Dave.
But Dave is still kind of like, you know, like a dad kind of thing, you know? I don't think of a dad when I think of Dave Grohl. I think of a cool guy. And cool guys are always named Tommy.
I would also like to take this moment to welcome Richard Gere to the Old Dads Club.
Yay, welcome. Richard Gere is 69 years old.
Yes, he is.
And he just had a kid.
His wife did.
Thank you for pointing that out.
I just hate when people say that. Oh, he just had a kid. No, the wife did. They had a child together.
Someone's listening. What? Richard Gere had a baby?
Gross.
Ew. No.
69 years old, becoming a father. And because we've talked about it before, like, there's a lot of people in the classic rock realm, for instance, mm-hmm. Rolling Stones, that have had children at a prime age. I don't know how to say this nicely. Ronnie Wood had twins in May of 2016. He was 68 at the time, so he's part of that club.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Stewart is also an older father. He had his last kid when he was 66.
Whoa.
What's his name? Larry King.
He was
also 66 when he became a father. There's a whole schwack of these people who have had babies later in life.
Alec Baldwin is another one. He's a part of the Old Dads Club.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if that was a real thing? Like the Old Dads Club. They meet once a month, come and hang out and talk about their experience being an old dad.
Don't you hate it when the kid wakes up at night?
Don't you hate it when you run out of Metamucil and you still have to be a father, you know? But the thing is, they're all, like, rich, famous celebrities.
I know.
So are these guys doing any fathering? No. Like, their housekeeper or nanny is going to be doing the entire thing.
I would assume so.
I wonder if there are any more old dads out there. Let's see here. Google old dads. Actually, on second thought, I'm not going to Google
sounds
old dads.
Gross.
That sounds really creepy. When it comes to social media, I'm not really a big Facebook guy or an Instagram guy, but I'm big on the Twitter.
Ooh.
I love me some Twitter, at Radio Clayton, if you want to follow me. A little
shameless plug.
Shameless plug there. One thing on Twitter yesterday that was taken off, and this is gold. If you were kidnapped and were being forced to tweet so things appeared normal, what would you tweet to alert us that you need help? So things that would make your followers go, huh, that's not right. Something's up. Something's fishy. We need to check if this guy is okay. There were a bunch of awesome answers, and I'm going to share a few of mine with you. So things I would tweet if I was kidnapped to alert people that I was not okay. Home Alone 3 was easily the best Home Alone movie ever made.
Suspicious.
If my friends saw that, they'd be like, something's up. No, something is wrong here. People in the comment section on Facebook articles are always the smartest and most rational people, especially when it comes to sports.
Also suspicious.
Yeah, if I tweeted that out, people would be like, someone call the police right away. Soupy Kraft Dinner is the best Kraft Dinner. If anyone tweets that, call the authorities immediately, because that's a crime.
You missed one, though.
Okay.
I love pickles.
Yeah, if I ever tweet
instantly,
that.
Instantly. Boom. 911.
Yeah. Why did you have to bring up pickles? I was just going to avoid it.
That
now
would be the first thing I would notice. I'd be like, something's wrong with Clayton. He wants a pickle.
What would you tweet out?
First of all, based on the fact that I use my Twitter so rarely, I think if I tweeted anything, someone would be like, oh, something's wrong with Stacy. Call the cops.
I totally forgot that you had Twitter. What's your Twitter again?
I don't even remember.
Stacy Doctor or something like that?
Something.
Like DR or Stacy Doctor? Okay, just a second here. Oh, there it is. Here we go.
I feel like the last, I haven't even tweeted. I think I've just replied to Sean's tweets.
First of all, 11 followers.
Nice.
Well done. 3 tweets but I can't read them because your tweets are protected.
Oh, really?
You're all about that privacy.
So
hey, Stacey. Stacey, I want you to stay calm here, but we're going to talk about recycling.
Yes.
See, I like it when we talk recycling, and that's your favorite thing to talk about, but when we talk sports,
I know.
Someone doesn't care.
I need to try harder.
What a one-way street relationship we have here. The city of Saskatoon wants to do a better job when it comes to recycling glass, because I know a lot of people put their old jars in the blue bin, and then you see what happens with those blue bins. They get tossed around and chucked and stuff like that, and all the glass breaks. You can't recycle that broken glass. And it's something like 90% of that glass
90.
Is broken.
Yeah.
Like, so that's not good at all.
And you always think anything you put in the blue bin, you're like, I'm doing my part for the environment.
It's fine.
No, you're not.
That blue bin just makes us live, like, in mystery. Hey, it's in the blue bin. It doesn't matter. Out of sight, out of mind, we're good.
I have recycled it.
It is not the case. So the city is urging people to maybe take their glass containers to Sarkan and other places like that. Now, we're not talking, like, beer bottles, because you can recycle beer bottles and get money for it. They're talking stuff like old pickle jars, old jam jars, stuff like that.
Yeah, because those ones you don't get money for, mm-hmm. but you can at least get rid of them environmentally
mm-hmm.
and have them recycled properly without being smashed to smithereens and then just basically put in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's dangerous for the Sarkan, or not the Sarkan, the Loris recycle, the people who do the recycling.
Exactly.
Because they're dealing with, like, shards of glass in amongst cardboard, cereal boxes, that sort of thing. So it is nice to just, I've started keeping my jars in a box, and I'm just going to take the box with me next time we go for our cans.
Yeah. Those Loris workers say that they have to, like, shake out their coveralls after each shift because there's so much broken glass that gets in there.
Ugh.
And if they put it back on, they're going to get a nasty cut and stuff like that.
Yikes.
So, yeah, not a fun time, but like 90% of the glass breaks.
I don't think
that's
a lot of
scary stat.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize how much doesn't make it there.
Yeah.
Because like you said, the blue bin gets dumped in the truck.
Yeah.
And you know how those trucks work. They roll things around inside to make it smaller so they can put more in it. And it's glass. Like, come on, it's going to get broken.
Now, if you're lazy and you don't want to save all of your jars and stuff like that and go to Sarkan, just take it to your grandma's house.
There you go.
Because if there's one thing grandmas love, it's empty jars.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.